Welcome to the Business Isn't Usual podcast by Rightway. In today's episode, we have a chat with Ernie Chan, who's one of our associate business partners, but also our tax specialist based in Nelson. Ernie started his career at Deloitte and has worked in various tax roles in the public practice space, but also has worked in the commercial space at the NZX. Ernie's been with Rightway for just nearly 4 years now. And Ernie just wanted to talk about some of the tax updates and especially around provisional tax that's been announced by the government as part of their overall package, business package, 2 weeks ago in relation to COVID-19. What we try and do is give you some ideas of how this will help your cash flow, but also what it actually means to your business and try and decipher some of the technical aspects to these announcements. Like with anything that relates to tax, what we talk about today is a very general high-level discussion. If you want more individual discussions about your business, we recommend you talk to your accountant or feel free to contact Rightway. If you like this episode, please like us on the platform you're listening to. And if you want to keep up to date with any future episodes, like and follow us on the platform you're listening to, but also follow us on all the relevant social media channels. Also, please feel free to join our Rightway Business Hub Facebook group, where we're posting quite on a frequent basis all the updates and advice that affects small business owners. Hope you enjoy this episode. Ernie, welcome to the podcast. How's things going?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Stu.
So, Ernie, obviously today's topic is there has been some, I guess, tax changes as part of the overall package that the government released now nearly 2 weeks ago to help businesses through this the period of COVID-19 and I guess to help manage cash flow. I know, Ernie, with your role, you've been dealing with a number of customers in the last 2 weeks. Maybe a good way to start, which we've kind of touched on in our previous podcast, is what are you seeing out there from customers at the moment? What is the things you're hearing about? And yeah, what's the sort of vibe of the conversations you've been having over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, Stu, I think the key thing is that clients need cash right now to meet their ongoing obligations. And like what Greg was saying in his podcast, he gave us tips on how to improve that cash flow. For them, it's actually critical at this time, especially when there's no money flowing in. So with these tax changes, it's about improving that cash flow by deferring the tax obligations that these taxpayers have.
And I guess, I think today, Ernie, obviously tax for a lot of people's a bit of the bad word, and it's also a confusing word for a lot of people. So but I guess today I think we're hoping obviously to bring to life what this means for business and stuff. So I know provisional tax is due soon, and that is, I guess, maybe on people's minds that, hey, I've got a potential tax bill and stuff. So provisional tax is one area I know that the government have put some changes in. Do you want to just run through what those changes are, but also what that means on a day-to-day basis for a business owner?
Yep, sure thing. So the two key changes in provisional tax that the government has introduced starts from the 2021 income year. So they have lifted what they call the residual income tax threshold from $2,500 to $5,000. What the residual income tax is the amount of tax a taxpayer needs to pay at the end of the year. So what this practically means is you won't fall into the provisional tax regime if your residual income tax is under $5,000 for the 2021 income year. This means that clients earning less than, for an individual, say, if they earn less than $34,000 in the 2021 income year, they won't be provisional taxpayers. And that means they can just pay this amount in one lump sum at terminal tax. Terminal tax will be, if they have a tax agent, it will be the 7th of April, 2022.
Right. So a good
distance
Yes,
between
that's right.
claims paid.
Instead of sort of like with provisional tax, the idea is a PAYE system for companies and taxpayers. But instead of paying it throughout the year, it's saying, yep, you can just defer this amount and pay it off at that one payment, 7th of April 2022.
What does these rules, I guess, mean for a business owner in the sense of looking at tax for the next 12 months? And I guess there's a big caveat for all of this, Ernie. It's very dependable on the business owner's own situation, isn't it, really?
Yeah, that's right. So it's sort of just taking a moment to see where you will likely end up in the 2021 income tax year, what likely net profit you'll make in that year, and just being sort of talking to your accountant and seeing at each provisional tax date whether you're likely to fall within that provisional tax regime or not. But to give you a rough idea, as I said, for an individual, $34,000 or below means you won't be in that regime. And for a company, about $18,000, any amount below that, you won't be in the regime. So that's looking at the net profit.
So what you're saying there, Ernie, is if profits for the under 18,000 for net profit, you would be falling, you wouldn't be in the
Yes,
scheme,
you
is
wouldn't
what
be
we're
in the
saying.
provisional tax regime. That's right.
Cool. So I guess based on sort of the other, there's some other provisional tax aspects to this, isn't there, and updates that the government have come out with, isn't
Yeah,
there?
that's right. So with from the 14th of February onwards, the IRD have been given powers to actually take away use of money interest and penalties charged because of COVID-19. So do note that this just gives the Inland Revenue the power to take this away. It's not a guarantee that they will. So that's something to note. This does mean that you can actually call Inland Revenue and set up installment arrangements. So any amount that's due, you can set it up and have it paid over a number of months without any interest charged.
And I guess only there'll be people that would, an accountant can do that, or they can do it themselves. I guess there's options there, isn't there? But what's the best way of, I guess, dealing with the IRD on this situations if you're going to do it yourself? What are sort of tips you would say of how to approach these conversations in a proactive way?
Yeah, sure. I think it's just really actively talking to them and saying, hey, I have this issue. And COVID-19, I think IRD would be really lenient, especially if you have a good compliance record with IRD. They'd be really willing to help. And they ask you, oh, what do you propose with this installment arrangement? And you can say, yes, I'd like to have this split evenly over the next 3 months if that fits within your cash flow sort of cycle. But they can actually extend anything up to 12 months as well, and even more in some cases. But it's more just having a discussion with you, and they will just set that in place.
And I guess there's a common theme from all of our podcasts that we've done, whether it's been cash or whether it's been staff, and now we're talking about tax only, is I think you used the word there, proactively reaching out to them. I think we've used that word, I think, umpteen times of making sure you proactively go out and talk to staff, or whether it's your landlord, whether it's the IRD. It's you've got to kind of put an action plan here, and tax is no different. And making sure you've got a good conversation going, you've got an idea of what you can and can't do, so you've got some ideas and to take the ID. Because I think the overarching theme here is people can't just bury their head in the sand and hope things will go away, or just will let things run their natural course, because that's going to end in
That
tears. I'm
that's
sure it would be safe to
yeah,
say.
that's right. So ideally you'd want to be contacting the Inland Revenue before the payment due date. Quite
Yes.
often IRD are really busy, particularly now. It's quite hard to reach, But if you do have a My IR login on the internet, it's actually just as easy to reach out to them by sending them some correspondence. And that way they actually have a record saying, yes, I've tried to make contact. So they'll view that very favorably.
Yeah, that's awesome. One of the discussions I think we've had internally here, Ernie, is the use of AIM and the AIM provisional tax method, which I came in, what was it, over a year ago now, in the sense of a better way of customers and businesses to pay tax more on a pay and you earn sort of basis, I guess. We've talked about that might be more applicable with this changing environment. Do you want to just talk about, Ernie, what is the AIM tax method, provisional tax method, how it differs from the traditional one, and why people maybe should need to start thinking about this and what they would need to do to put this in place?
Yeah, sure thing. So AIM is short for the accounting income method of paying provisional tax. The standard method is a way of paying just in three installments during the year, and they take this from the prior year's tax liability and add on 5% and divide it by three. So it's a blanket amount that you need to pay at each of these installments. But with AIM, it's sort of it's cutting up the year into six chunks. So it aligns it with GST and looks at what the income and expenses are during that period and calculates a mini tax calculation on that 2-month period. And you pay the tax on the actual income that's coming in and the net profit essentially for the two months that you're filing for. Just aligning it with GST actually does help a lot of taxpayers as well. So they're not sort of worrying about a different tax payment date for income tax.
Yes.
So that also helps with scheduling of payments to IRD. So in terms of filing, it's quite simple as well. It uses with a lot of our clients, the majority of our clients use Xero, so that essentially you can take out a little profit and loss statement from the 2 months that you're preparing the return for, and then we can just see what the tax calculation comes out at as long that's right.
So I guess, Ernie, why now is it a good time to think about this, with obviously with what COVID-19 is doing to the economy and the disruption it's talking to people's businesses and stuff? Why would that be a benefit for them now to be maybe considering that as a better system?
Yeah, the key is that it aligns the tax payments to what the actual cash flow of the business is. So when you are in a profit position and you are ready to make those payments, that's when you'll be required to make the provisional tax. And even if, say, the following period you make a slump in net profit, there's always the ability to have the refund refunded out when you file that return.
Yes.
So from a cash flow perspective, that's ideal, particularly in this sort of situation.
Cool. And is there a certain sort of criteria or timings and stuff of when you need to sort of enroll that for the, considering, on Wednesday we hit the 1st of April for the new financial year? What's the sort of criteria to get involved if that's something that someone
Yeah, that's sort of right. Has? So it's not an election as per se. It's more just filing that first AIM statement with your first GST return in the 2021 year. So it's April, May, so it would be June that you'd be filing that first. Once you file that, you're in the AIM provisional tax regime.
Right. Yeah, and I guess the advice here, I guess, Ernie, we're giving quite a lot, I guess, a lot of high-level understanding here, but I guess if anyone's got any questions, just talk to your accountant and talk through how it would work potentially for their business would be an overarching criteria or statement with all our discussions today would be fair to say. Yeah. So, Ernie, like we partner with, and most people wouldn't know this, but we partner with Tax Management New Zealand, which helps, I guess, taxpayers manage their tax payments through tax pooling. What, you know, maybe how, first of all, for people might not have heard this term tax pooling before. So what is tax pooling, and how, again, could this help customers through this time of uncertainty when cash flow is down? How can that help business owners at the moment?
Yep, sure. Just briefly, tax pooling is, you have a lot of, there in New Zealand, there are a lot of taxpayers that have overpaid their taxes at certain dates. And in the most simple form, tax pooling allows taxpayers that are short in tax liabilities to purchase these overpaid amounts of tax at a much lower interest rate. So we can actually go back in time and actually purchase these amounts of tax shortfalls that the taxpayer has from other taxpayers that have overpaid their taxes. Mm. The main advantage of this is that it's flexible in terms of when you meet these obligations. And the main advantage is that you are actually making those payments at those correct dates. And IRD views this very favorably because they see that you're 100% compliant and are more willing to make installment arrangements, say, later on down the track if you need to. But yeah, with Tax Management New Zealand, it's just for the standard provisional taxpayers, so people that aren't on AIM, and we can actually make purchases from back in 28th of August last year, say, when the first provisional tax payment was due.
And again, it's a case by case, I guess, situation, which any business owner should talk through their accountant. But I think whether it's AIM, whether it's Tax Management New Zealand, it's probably highlighting that having a conversation of what's lies ahead for business owners at the moment and talking about tax, what their obligations are, is, I guess, it's highlighting there is options out there, isn't there, Ernie? And just have a conversation.
Yes,
with your,
that's right. Yep, definitely. And I think tax pooling would be most advantageous for taxpayers that haven't met their provisional tax payments installments 1 and 2 in the 2020 tax year, because following on with the elimination of use of money interest, if it is due to COVID-19, they're eliminating that. So it's definitely an option to think about if you have missed a couple of provisional tax payments in 2020.
Yeah, cool. Ernie, what are the other, so that's all stuff around the sort of provisional tax, but I know there has also been some other updates, which is there designed to the, by the government to sort of free up cash. What are some of the other sort of changes they've made of within the sort of overall cash flow, I guess, strategy and package they put out?
Yeah, sure. So one of them is the ability for taxpayers to make immediate deductions for purchases of assets that are $5,000 or under. This is from the 2021 year. Usually back previously, it had been $500, and they've extended this to $5,000 just in the 2021 year. This is to encourage encourage spending in a way, because they want the economy to keep flowing and to not be afraid to spend. And they're encouraging this with this new tax policy. From the 2022 year, it's going to be $1,000 permanently. So that will be good as well, encouraging businesses to pay these assets that they need.
Yeah. And I think just so all the listeners, just so we're all on the same page here, when we say the 2021 year or financial year, that's what's starting on Wednesday, isn't it, Ernie? So it's the 1st of April 2020 to the 31st of March 2021.
Yes, that's right.
Is that correct? Yeah. So if I'm a business owner and I'm making a purchase for $4,000, for example, for an asset, say it's a new piece of machinery or something for my workshop, what's different? How would that add up differently in 2 days' time, shall we call it, versus what would be happening today in the 2020
financial year. Right, yes. Yeah, so practically, if you paid for a $4,000 piece of asset, we would usually be putting this onto the balance sheet of the client and registering it as a fixed asset on the asset register and depreciate it at that at the depreciation rate. So depreciation rate, that varies depending on the asset. It's essentially spreading the cost of the asset out over a number of years. Whereas if you bought that asset, if you bought the $4,000 asset in a couple of days' time, you can actually take that immediately on the profit and loss statement as an expense line item, and that will reduce your net profit and in turn reduce your tax liability.
Does that also, and I actually don't know the answer to the question, Ernie, so does that affect GST?
No, it doesn't affect GST. Yeah.
No, it doesn't. Good. Because if I'm thinking it, Ernie, yeah, or someone else is thinking it. So I guess what that's saying is if you're purchasing it now, it means obviously minimizing your tax maybe for next year, but also, as you said, we're trying to encourage spending and investment into businesses to make sure the economy is moving forward and there's people not penalized
right.
for investing as such,
yes,
or they're actually encouraged
right.
to do it. Yeah. And finally, Ernie, there's one other area around depreciation, and this, I guess, is very, it's targeted at commercial buildings and that sort of stuff. But just talk us through the update they gave us around the commercial buildings.
Yeah, sure. So the final update was around commercial buildings. Previously, buildings had been set at a depreciation rate of zero, but from the 2021 year, this will be at 2% per annum. So that this just further allows tax breaks in terms of what you're allowed to claim on the profit and loss statement.
And I guess that would only, that already applies for people who own a commercial
that's
building.
That's right, yeah. So it's specifically yeah. for commercial buildings and not residential rentals or anything like that.
Yeah. So I guess only before we wrap up, like tax is a complicated aspect for many business owners and stuff. And especially as we're going through this period of uncertainty, it's probably just it's one of those things that's just like, I've got to deal with it. But what's your biggest advice to business owners at the moment on what they should be thinking about when it comes to tax and what they should be doing around that in the next couple of weeks?
I think the key is to just have a think about what impact this current situation will have on the year's outlook for the full year. And just being aware of that at each provisional tax date, just thinking about what their potential income is and their future expenses. So this will just give them an idea to talk to the accountant about what their profit level is. And from there, the accountant can help with various options mentioned before in terms of meeting the provisional tax obligations.
That's awesome. And I guess is even if the clients, we've had countless conversations the last week and a half to 2 weeks with customers of, what's coming in, what's going out. And so even if you've got questions on how that will affect profit, that's something that your accountant can sit down with you and talk through. Well, not sit down with you because we don't do that anymore, but virtually, we can do virtual meetings and run through what that potentially could be, because there is no doubt that we've all going to be, there's, I would say, apart from supermarkets, most businesses are going to be taking a hit through this period of time. So making sure we've got an accurate understanding of what that will look for the year really can, one, give you much better information for business decision making, but then obviously has a direct correlation to tax.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Business Isn't Usual podcast by Rightway. If you like this episode, please give us a rating in the platform you're listening to this podcast. Also, if you have any questions or ideas of future episodes, please contact us through any of the social channels.